South Africa, NZ Live Radio. Radio with a distinctive South African flavour. With music, news, views, reviews, shout-outs and community notices.
Yes, and welcome to South Africa, NZ Live Radio, live from Auckland in New Zealand. Good morning, South Africa. Good afternoon to the Aussies and good evening to all our listeners here in Auckland and also to our listeners in the Wairarapa on
Arrow
FM listening to us. Good evening and welcome. Hope you guys are going to enjoy the show with us this evening. We've got a wide variety of music, lots of South African music. And yes, but I'm not alone tonight. Mrs. Wallace, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Wallace. Good morning, South Africa. Good afternoon, New Zealand. And good afternoon, Australia. I'm sorry, we just had a very busy day, so I'm a bit muddled. And good evening, New Zealand. Thank you for joining us, and I hope you enjoy the show with us. We've got someone.
Yeah, we've got a very special guest in the studio tonight. All the way from Cape Town. Good evening, Terence, and welcome to South Africa NZ Live Radio.
Hi there. Thanks for having me here. I also just want to add, Mr. and Mrs. Wallace are not alone in the studio, so they've got a chaperone.
Don't worry. Even if we're alone, we on either sides of the
studio.
We don't even see each other properly.
We had a hectic day today. We had our South Africa NZ Live Radio car show in support of the Well Foundation. And also Family Action. And we gathered some toys and some toiletries for the ladies. And yes, it was a fantastic day. Yes, it rained a bit, but it was a really great, amazing day. Meeting lots of new people, doing lots of new things. Our first time we've done a car show, so lots of things to learn. And it's just been a it's been hectic, so we're all a bit tired now. It's been a long day. So, as always, this time of the night, we'll kick off with some South African music. But Mrs. Wallace has something she wants to get off her chest.
Yes, just to let you know that we're having an interview tonight at 8 o'clock with one of the finalists of Miss National New Zealand. You'll hear a little bit more about that later, Nelly Kruger. So please stay tuned because we will be giving away some tickets to the show, to the beauty pageant next week.
Yes.
So only if you call in, you will get tickets. If you don't call in, you don't get any tickets.
So, and to call in, as always, our number is 815-8100, which is 815-8100. If you're in Auckland, that's obviously you don't have to dial a code. But if you're anywhere else in the country, it's and you're going to be in Auckland next Saturday.
On the 7th of September.
7th of September.
And it's a black tie or cocktail event. So it's very, very classy.
Very formal. Very formal. So it's 815-8100. Yeah, give us a call in the studio or jump onto our Facebook page. It's just Africa NZ Live Radio. And if you want to communicate with us or just flick us a text. But as I say, let's kick off with some good music. And a lady we've played once or twice, but we're going to play our music again tonight, Mr. Lucretia Ray. So we're going to start off with two of hers. One is the song we've played before, which is Cape Town Blue, or Cape Town Blues, should I say. And the next one is a new song from her, which was released this week, which is called Windows Inspired. So, or Window Inspired, should I say. So, let's go and get our groove on. Here we go.
Way to this town. We are dipped in different cultures, different flavors, vibrant colors.
this town together. Try to hold us down to stormy weather. You never wanted the storyline that could last forever. Now you keep changing your mind, saying, how can this be over? Over. You walk a mile in the shoes I made you realize what you put me through. Now you come back, tell me how you feel, and you thought I would melt back into you. I don't want to fall for the love you're breaking. I know that I need more. I'm ready to close that door, and I'm ready to start a new road. I was wrong, oh, you're mistaken. I know that I need more. I'm ready to close that door, and I'm ready to start a new life. Yeah, you talk a good talk, but still no action. I can build a life on only good intention. Start to read the signs, gotta keep in the right direction. Direction. You walk a mile in the shoes I made you realize what you put me through. Now you come back, tell me how you feel, and you thought I would melt back into you. I don't wanna fall for a love you're breaking. To blame. Who in the smoke this fire? Don't wanna be caught in your flame. Who in the smoke this fire? Second time burn, I'm the one to blame.
Make it. change, and my past will always be a window for you, but not for me. No, I'm over it, I'm over you. Right now I'm leaving and completely healing from this bruise. Ain't gonna put salt on it any longer, cause it's only gonna make it all. The best days are still yet to come. You've opened my eyes, cause I see the sunrise. I see the sunrise. I see the sunrise. I see the sunrise. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Oh, oh. I see the sunrise. You look like a clown. You wear your heart right on your sleeve. Then I thought maybe you'd go down on your knee. Do you know what you're looking for since you walked? You walk right out the door. It's okay to move on, but the best days are still yet to come. You've opened my eyes, cause I see the sun. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh.
What have I told you? No cheese sizzlers. That's not even meat, man.
They don't have boerewors at my dairy. We're in Auckland, not Timbuktu. You can get meat, rooibos, biltong. You can get anything. My dad got his pension, for goodness sake.
His South African pension? How did he get that right?
Rand Reunite, mate. Easy as.
Remember when my mom got sick last year?
Back in SA, right?
Yeah, they transferred the money for an operation in a couple of days.
They're quick, eh?
And cheap.
You reckon they could help me with my inheritance?
If you've got any, yeah, they do that too. Invoices, RAs, they do heaps. And in like 25 different currencies.
See how Rand Reunite can help you.
Call 0800-726-373.
Or check out their website, randreunite.com. And while you're at it, see if you can find a butcher bra.
Sausages from a dairy?
Honestly.
Yes, and welcome back. I hope you liked those few songs we played there. We had Lucretia, we had Jared Ricketts, and we ended off with Amy Jones with Sunrise. That's all new artists, all coming up in Cape Town, new music. Hope you guys enjoyed that. But I will hand over to Shireen to do her. She's doing an interview tonight, so here we go.
Yes, thank you for joining us. And we've got Nelly Kruger on the line. Nelly is a finalist in Miss National New Zealand. And Nelly's going to tell us a bit about the pageant. And, so good evening, Nelly.
Good evening, Shireen.
Thank you for talking to us and giving us a bit of your time.
Oh, you're most welcome.
We're very glad. I can assure you, all the questions that we're going to ask you is quite above board. Nothing that will make you feel uncomfortable. So you don't just want to tell us a little bit about yourself, Nelly, and why you've entered this Miss National New Zealand competition.
Certainly, yes. I entered this competition because Miss National is a unique culture in that it is a no age, no height limit beauty pageant focusing on New Zealand culture and its diversity. So in addition to this, this pageant is also open to unlimited opportunities for all women 18 plus to experience and learn modeling, catwalk, posing, basic acting and fitness, as well as doing charity work during our training. So initially when I was at school, I really wanted to do modeling, but of course I was too short. I was always told I'm too short. And this pageant, besides just being a beauty pageant, it also provides all these other additional opportunities such as modeling, catwalk, posing, etc., which I thought was a wonderful opportunity for me to do some things that I was not able to do before.
Oh, that's really good, Nelly. So how did you hear about this pageant? How did you come to know about it?
Well,
I've never heard of it. Until now.
I know. I'd never heard of it before either. It was only until I met Olga, who is the organizer, and I met Olga. She was a fellow contestant with me last year in Mrs. New Zealand 2016. And on the night of the pageant, she invited me and she said to me, Nelly, why don't you come and join our pageant next year as well? And so I certainly decided to look into it, found out that it provided all these other amazing opportunities, and that's why I joined Olga this year.
Oh, that's very nice, because I spoke to Olga and she's quite nice and she's very passionate about this pageant, and it's so nice that what I like about it is the fact that they really include a lot of diversity. Everybody gets a chance. It's not you don't feel like you've you're not good enough. You know?
Exactly. No, that's very true. It gives all women the opportunity to showcase their unique culture and the history of their culture, which is really wonderful as well.
No, that's so good. And I just wanted to know, Nelly, which charity project are you supporting for this Miss National New Zealand? Or is it something that you've supported all the time?
Yes, we're supporting the Red Cross. and we're supporting them by selling some of Red Carpet Ball's unique perfume, VIP, for him and her. And with the sale of these perfumes, the proceeds go to the Red Cross.
Oh, no, that's really good, Nelly. And like you said, the main difference from other pageants is like everybody's got a chance to take part.
Absolutely, yes.
And are you encouraging other women to take part in this competition, and why? Would you recommend it to anybody?
Absolutely. I'll recommend it to everybody because it's open to all women. So, and the vision of this pageant is that all women are beautiful and that beauty starts from within. So it gives all women the opportunity to have a unique experience at beauty, fashion and modeling, regardless of their age or physical appearance. So I think it's really great because sometimes women get married and they have children and they get so involved with being mothers, which is great, but yes, it gives them a wonderful opportunity to again feel vibrant and confident. And I think it reawakens a part of them that they might have forgotten about or put aside, being so busy with being mothers and looking after children. So I think it gives them a wonderful opportunity to feel beautiful again and to focus on themselves and to rekindle that self-confidence within them.
I think that's fantastic because I think a lot of women, like you say, when you have your kids and you think and their kids leave and you have emptiness syndrome, you need to do something. And it seems like it's a really good way for women to just find themselves again and just get that confidence back. Because I think that's what happens. Because you just think, oh, I'm just a mom. I'm too old for this. And because, yes, I had a look at your pictures and you look quite vibrant and very nice and young.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I feel very young. I still feel the same as what I did when I was 16.
I think it probably gives you that, makes you feel like you have a purpose. You're doing something.
Absolutely.
And not just...
Absolutely.
Yes, and not just because of being in the competition or in the contest, but also because you're doing something for a charitable organization through doing this event.
Absolutely, and I think it also sets a good example for the next generation because with selling the perfume, it also gives, well, women who are at home, who, as I said, who became mothers and not sure what to do or they've lost their confidence, with doing this, they also learn a few entrepreneurial skills as well. And, of course, for young girls, 18, 19, in their 20s, or girls who are finishing school,
yes,
it gives them a bit of entrepreneurial experience and exposure to the big world out there and a bit of business skills. And I think it gives them a bit of an idea about life and also working with people in the wider community.
Oh, I think that's great. And also, I think what it also does is some girls, it gives them a sense that you don't have to be perfect, because I think what's being promoted today is that girls have to have the perfect figure, you must be the perfect height, you must have the, it's not about that. What this competition is actually saying is that you're good enough no matter what. And that,
absolutely,
that's what I really,
no, it definitely
like,
does. And that's what it did for me, because I was really quite sad and devastated when I realized, because I was always the shortest in my class at school. And when I'll never forget the day when we got to almost going to senior college, and they brought in a psychologist to ask the girls what they wanted to do, not just the girls, but all the children in school. And I said I wanted to be a model, and they looked at me, and the psychologist looked at me, and he didn't have much confidence because I knew why, because I was so short. So, you know, and then, of course, I thought, well, I put that aside because I thought that would never happen for me because of my height. And now things have changed and moved on, and I'm so happy about that because now it's giving me the opportunity to do something that I've always wanted to and that I've had to put aside, and it's been rekindled for me through this pageant.
I'm really happy, Nelly. I think when I listen to you, I can hear the passion and the, you're so enthusiastic and so happy. And I spoke to a lady sent me an email, and I said, she said, oh, I'll never be able to take part in a beauty pageant. And I told her, you go have a look at Miss National New Zealand and you might change your mind. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
Just have a look. Just check it out. You never know.
Yes.
You know, absolutely. And I think that a lot of women need that confidence, and they don't, the older you get, and especially coming from a different country, having to deal with a lot of stuff here, I think we lose a lot of our confidence as well, you know?
Exactly, exactly, because you face so many different things and, so many different hurdles with getting jobs, getting turned down a few times. And sometimes women can lose their confidence like that. And by being involved in something like this, which embraces everybody, and the wonderful thing I must say, Shireen, is that Olga brought in a counselor and a psychologist, and she actually teaches the girls that although we're involved in a competition, it is a competition, but we're also a team, and we must embrace each other, support each other. And even today when we were doing our rehearsal, we were told that we must look out for one another. If we see someone's missing or someone's not there, we must look out for that person. Go and find them. See where they are. So it really embraces camaraderie. It feels like I'm with friends. It doesn't feel like I'm in a competition. I must look at this one like this and that one like that, and that one will look at me like this. It's nothing like that at all. We share things. Somebody today brought a dress, and they said, I brought a spare dress. If someone needs this dress, you're welcome to use it. So that's the level in which we work and support one another, which I think is really nice, because you don't get that in all other competitions. Sometimes people can be a bit snappy, and because they're so competition-focused and
they
minded,
just want to win.
They forget that they're part of a team and everybody else is in the same situation as them. We're all competitors, and everybody has got maybe a few jitters and nerves, but not in this competition. You get put at ease, and we all support each other, and that's really great to have camaraderie like that.
I'm glad, and I think that's why when I spoke to Olga, I thought, no, when I read about it as well, I thought, wow, this is something that's really good. I think a lot of people need to be made aware of this competition, and it's not, it's sad, but not many people know about Miss National New Zealand. They just know about the Miss New Zealand and Miss Universe New Zealand and stuff like that. And it's actually quite, I think this is the one that people should embrace.
Exactly, especially for women coming from other countries. I think it's a great opportunity for them.
Yes, no, definitely. Nelly, thank you so much. Thank you for talking to us as well. I just wanted to know, if you can just tell us when and where the event will be. And where people can order tickets as well, if they're happy to attend?
Certainly. Miss National 2017 takes place on the 7th of October at Alexandra Park. And tickets are available on Event Finder.
No, thank you so much, Nelly. And why do you think it would be a good event for general public to attend?
Oh, well, they can come and see everything that I've told you tonight. They can see the women showcasing their culture, and they can see women having developed all this confidence, and they can see how we're going to walk and how we're going to present ourselves with everything that we've learned whilst training for this pageant. As I said, we've learned modeling, catwalk, posing, basic acting, so women can come and see, the general public, men and women can come and see what we've learned and how great it is to expose our culture and showcase our unique cultures and also our unique personalities on stage for everybody, and how our confidence has been boosted and further developed.
No, thanks so much, Nelly. We are giving some tickets away, but I told people they have to phone in. So we had one lady that phoned in already. She's so keen.
That's wonderful.
So she will definitely give us some tickets as well. So we're waiting for more people to call in, but we're definitely going to be supporting you next week. You don't have to worry about that.
We'll be there. Wonderful. I'll look forward to meeting you in person, Shireen.
Yes, no, it was really, really nice to talk to you, Nali. And everything of the best for the rest of your preparation, and good luck. And
thank
we
you.
Will be there to support you, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you. I'm looking yes. forward to it. Thank you for your time, Shireen.
No, thank you for your time, Nali. We do appreciate it very much.
You're
take
most
care,
welcome.
And
thank
enjoy
you.
The rest of your weekend.
Thank you, and same to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Pleasure. Bye.
Yes, and that was
Nali Kruger.
Nali Kruger, and she's the lady taking. She's a finalist.
Yes, she's South African born, and she's taking part in Miss National New Zealand. And like Nali was saying, it's a good confidence booster for her, because we know that when we come from a different country, it's really tough. It's not easy, and. If go have a look at their page, go have a look at Miss National New Zealand and go check it out and see what it's about. It's actually quite something spectacular from what, because I went to go see what it's all about, and I'm actually quite excited to go and see, because it's about diversity, it's about celebrating who you are. And like Nali was saying, that they're like a family, they become friends. It's a competition, but it's also a place where they found like-minded people that care.
Yes, and thank you to Nali for taking some time. But next we're going to play a song produced by the man sitting in front of me. And that song is called Good Life. So we'll go to some music and we'll come back and we'll talk to Mr. Terence Roder. Here we go.
Terence Roder production, Songbird Mimi, and of course, Vex Vex. Sunshine, so high, we're living a good life. Tonight, we can have a good time. Tonight, let me see you let go. Hands up, if you want the dance floor. Sure enough, this is what you came for. Everybody moving. Vacations abroad, places that you've never been before.
That's right.
Sunsets, palm trees, swinging like your hips right, left. Out of breath when you step on the dance floor. Pop a bottle, celebrate, wait. You don't drink, pop it anyway. Beat a body, drop by the rock night away. It's a beautiful life, and this is what I gotta say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is South Africa NZ Live Radio.
Yes, and that was Good Life by
Terence Roda. Mimi and Bex.
Yes, featuring Mimi and Bex. And that's what I was actually trying to get to. I couldn't remember. I remembered their names earlier because I spoke about them every time, and now I've forgotten their names again. So we got the man himself in the studio here with us, Terence Roda. Good evening, Terence. And again, thank you for joining us here in South Africa NZ Live Radio and talking about your song.
Hi, New Zealand. Yes, this song is basically a tribute to the era where my DJ career peaked. And that was the early 2000s. You'll hear some elements of, you know, some people ask me, oh, is this a remix of Lumadi? You know, that song, Never Leave. I said, no, it's just one little clap that's in the same vein as that song. But other than that, the song is totally original. This song does say Terence Roda featuring Mimi and Bex, and yes, it is my brainchild. And yes, I ran with the project, but there are many people involved in here, and the song wouldn't have been as good if it wasn't for all the players coming together as well as they did. I'll mention, at the risk of forgetting someone, please don't feel offended. We got Emmanuel Ferreira, who's the writer of the lyrics. And the star of the show, of course, Mimi and Bex, both of them. There's also the guy who made the video for us, Ewan McCann. And then, and last but not least at all, it's Mr. Malam from Mr. Malam Productions. He's the technical producer. And, of course, I was the executive producer on the song. And the thing for me that's significant, the thing that's significant for me, because I've been involved in quite a bit of projects before. The nice thing for me is just the way we've done this. It's a collaboration between a lot of people. And the only FaceTime we had was half an hour between me and Mr. Malam. The rest of the song was all collaborated by means of online resources. So, I actually to be honest with you, to this day I haven't met Mimi in person yet, or Bex.
Technology.
Sorry, Denzel. Forgot your name. Anyway, yeah, that is what I can start off with.
Where did your love and your career with music actually start?
From the age of 14, basically, where, you know, I couldn't wait when my big brother Anthony came home from, you know, we had record libraries that time where you can. There was a record library in Cape Town in the CBD, and you used to go there and come back with these awesome house tunes, and that's where my love started. I could only express it, though, from the age of 18, 19, when I went to university. I very quickly became involved in UCT Radio. I had a show for 4 years, four or five years. And in that period, I became involved in at Good Hope FM as well. Was one of the first mixed DJs on Good Hope FM, along with Adnan Harris and all those guys, and formed TNT Production. I've got such a long love relationship with music. It's just not funny. So it was me and Thurston Hendricks, TNT Productions, and in the meantime, I started hanging out with, I met a guy named Ibrahim Malam. We met at the production course, actually, hosted by Michael Slater, but one thing led to another. We started making some music. We actually made Claire Phillips's first song. She was still a rookie then. She approached me. I was playing at Club Sutra in Cape Town, and she approached me, DJ Willie introduced her to me, and, you know, we started making a song together, and that song got playlisted on Good Hope FM, and one thing led to another, and here we go.
Which song was that?
The song is called Party. I'm not sure Claire would want that song to be known, like, you know, to the whole world, because it was really just an experimental thing, and And that was before she started the Claire Phillips Band, even. So that was way before she blew up, you know, and took over the Cape Town music, and actually the South African music industry. She became very famous after that. But anyway, me and Mr. Malam went on with our thing. Mr. Malam became a professional producer while I chased my career to put food on the table, and he was the brave one. So he's to this day, he's basically a SAMA award-winning producer based in Cape Town. So any Cape Town guys who want to work with someone professional, wants to him to do their mastering and so for him, they can just get in touch with Ibrahim Malam.
I mean, you're in New Zealand now, obviously trying to find a job and do what you want to do. Obviously, you got family back home. Anything you want to say to them?
To my family.
To your family.
Ach man, my pop lap, ek is lief vir jou. And my baby, daddy loves you.
No, thank you for coming in and being here with us this evening, talking about your song. And I'm sure there'll be a lot more coming from you, if you're staying or if you're going, whichever way it goes.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely put in some involvement in the station, and also then Mimi, I must just say this also, Mimi and Bex, thank you very much for your contribution on the song. I really appreciate it, as well as Emmanuel Ferreira and Denzel. It is a great team effort.
Can imagine it must be. Cop crap sometimes to get things together, especially if you haven't even met each other. You're just kind of sending stuff round and round.
And you've got like more than five people having different opinions about this. It's basically like a project. That is how it was, and it was a great collaboration. And the song is currently the longest running song on the Hot FM SA Top 10.
Top 10, yeah.
And it was number one for, was it 2 or 3 weeks?
Three weeks. I think it was 3 weeks, yeah.
So it all paid off.
And as I said, thank you very much for coming to join us here. I mean, I only found out that you were here because of Hot FM. Because
Digi mentioned
it, and that's how I found out you were here.
I'm in New Zealand looking for a job. Hint, hint. Anyone in the test analyst industry, there's a man here on his nerves.
Yes, as you heard, if anybody's looking for a test analyst, a QA, please get hold of me. Either you can email support at SAFNZLiveRadio, or you can text me, and I can always send off Terence's CV to you or to whoever you want me to send it to. So, Terence, thank you very much for, again, coming into the studio and talking to us about your song. But we're going to go back to some more music, and we're going to go back to Mr. Kerwin and Rela Capella. Here we go.
So good, girl, you know it. Never had the time or the heart, but I'm giving all that to you. Baby, put your phone now. You got all of my attention. In the zone now, we just keep on getting better. What it do, what it do, what it do, what it do when the love's so good. Cause every time that I come through, I got my baby singing, well, a cappella.
freeze in the moment you smile every time you come my way. No, 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 no. You got me so hung on the line that I don't know what to say. I'ma put my phone down, give you all of my attention. In the zone now, we just keep on getting better. What it do, what it do, what it do, what it do. And the love's so good, 'cause every time that she comes through, my baby got me singing, well, I could pay. I'ma show you off, I'ma show you love from your body, now my baby. Never worry about any other girl when it's only you, my baby. In a world that's going crazy, my baby's got me singing, well, I could.
And welcome back. And what we forgot to announce was that as at right now, our website, our new website is live, up and running. Go and have a look. And yeah, if you want to give us some feedback, things you think we can add or take away or whatever, yep, just flick us an email. But I think it's a big, big thank you to Cindy and to Monray at Cinnamon Hub Media. Thank you guys so, so much for your support and for helping us bring this new website, give birth to a new website. It's really beautiful.
I think it's fabulous. Yeah. Definitely fabulous. Cindy did a really, really good job, and we're really thankful. And we also, on that note, we also want to say thank you to Mondra and Cindy, and to Mondra especially for giving us the idea of the car show. We really, really appreciated that. It was really good. We wanted to do it differently, but because of the event, we had to do it the way we did it today. And it was actually, it worked out well. It was
yeah, no, we definitely have to say a big, big thank you to all the people involved in our website, to HelloWise Arons in South Africa. She does our music blog. So yeah, go and look and see what she's written there about the music blog and music in general. And she'll be the lady that will be giving us all the information. She's a DJ from Cape Town and a very talented woman. So I love the way she writes. She takes things and really makes them sound good.
And also, we want to say thank you to Antoinette Vessels, because Antoinette Vessels is doing our Afrikaans blog. She's written a beautiful story about the Indiese Oom. Go have a look. It touches hearts because it's really beautifully written. And then we have our immigration blog, and there's some other things that you will see.
All the immigration stuff obviously written by Vanita Herbens, who's our resident immigration consultant and agent, and she comes in once a month and talks to us about immigration stuff. Also, we've got a blog on making it. It's called New South African Artists. And as you heard earlier, we played Terence Roder. We've got Jared Ricketts. We've got Amy Jones there as well. We've got
Lucretia.
We've got that's, and obviously it's an ongoing process of adding people and adding stuff to it. It shows us the team upcoming events. The car rally is now over, car show is now over, but it shows us the team. You can go and look at all of that.
And you can go listen live from
the
website.
Yes, that's the big thing. You can now click on the website and listen live. It all works perfectly. Yes, we got line up. We got some space for our sponsors, our charities we support. You can contact us. It's all there.
Photo gallery.
Yeah, photo gallery is there as well. So the best way to do it at the moment is through Google Chrome, because Mozilla is giving us issues, but Google Chrome looks beautiful. So until the people that developed the WordPress. The WordPress theme. Until they fix up their issues. That's what we have the issue with at the moment. So I hope you guys enjoy the new website. And if you have anything you want to ask, please do so. If you want, there is some more things coming. We will have a company directory of South African-owned companies in New Zealand. We will also have a... we will have also coming quite soon, actually, is a food and drink blog as well from a gentleman in South Africa as well that's going to be sending us and deciding on food of the week and stuff like that, and good drinks, good alcoholic, and coffee. I forgot. And he does coffee blog as well. So that's coming as well. So, yep, there's lots coming.
Yes, so we're very thankful to Cindy, because Cindy worked really hard on this website.
Yeah, unbelievably hard. Cindy and Monre has worked on getting us this website. So thank you very much to Cinnamon Hub.
And if you check out our website and you see how well it's done, then you should contact them.
Yeah, if you need anything done, anything in the social media or multimedia, yep, they're the people to contact. Cindy and Monre from Cinnamon Hub Media.
And so on our car show note, we just want to say thank you to Mitre 10 Mega Westgate for giving us their premises and their car parks, and for giving us the barbecue, and for supporting us, because they were really, it was fantastic. They were big support to us today. And we can only say thank you. And we want to say thank you to the Auckland Triumph Club and Michael, who organized them coming, and for the Nissan 350 Car Club. We need to say thank you to Mohammed for bringing his team. And we had the Disruptive Car Club as well. And we must say thank you to Taf for organizing that. We also want to say thank you to Lynn and Paul, because they're part of the Nissan Club and they got us to in contact with Mohammed. So thank you, Lynn and Paul, for always supporting us and for being there and for your contribution today as well, and everybody that contributed, because we got quite a few toys and we got quite a few comfort products for women, for Women's Refuge, and we will distribute it evenly to some of the women refuges in West Auckland.
I have to say a very, very, very big thank you to Mitre 10 for all the help and for all the support, and to Emma, she's the marketing and sponsorship lady there at Mitre 10 Mega in Westgate. A big, big thank you to you for what you have done for us. We really appreciate it, and it was a fantastic day for all the stuff you gave us. It's amazing. To Fresh Choice in Rānui, they gave us a big donation of products for the ladies as well. To them, to Michelle and to her crew, thank you very much to them as well. And to Mark at Pack and Save Lincoln Road, to you as well, Mark. Thank you very much for all your support and all the gifts and all the toiletries that we also got from you and toys. There's all people that supported us in this. It wasn't just a...
It was a really a community event.
Yes, definitely.
The community really pitched in, and we are very thankful for whatever you did. And we also need to say a very big thank you to our team.
Yes.
To our fellow volunteers.
Yes.
PK and Andre, Kelly, and our little Eden, yes, and Sherry, and Roxy and Heidi, and Davash.
Yes.
And Ari.
Ari, yes, Bol, yes.
It's everybody that helped.
And to Mark and Andre for doing the music, being the DJs for the day. Yeah.
It's not Andre. His name is not Andre.
Also, what's his name?
Anton.
Anton, sorry, yes, Anton. Andre. I didn't know if a kid for that. Yes, yes.
Mark and Anton, people Mark, yeah, love the music, and we just need to say thank you to you. We're so thankful that we're not a big team. We're a little team, but as PK said today, we work as a team, and as a team, we get things done, and it was very, very successful. We're very thankful.
Yeah, so everybody that came and supported us today and had an input into the outcome of today, a big thank you from everybody.
Everybody
else
that donated.
Yes.
It's not just people from the church. People, there was a couple that brought toys today. They just came and they brought stuff. People just, whoever donated, we are very thankful, and we, God bless you. And it's not for us, it's for people in the community that really needs it, for children in the hospitals, for the women and the kids at Women's Refuge. They thank you as well.
Yes, as I said, a big thank you to everybody. So yeah, we're going to go back to some more music. And oh, Shalina,
before,
something she wants to say.
I've just got this quote that I want to say, and I think it's very appropriate today. Life doesn't require that we be the best, but only that we try our best. And we saw it today. As long as we try and we try to help and be there in kind, we can move mountains. We've seen it so many times.
So, yes, let's go back to some more music. And I think we'll start off with Miss Karen White and Romantic.
Down, romantically, yeah.
Like a ship on the ocean, we've been sailing with a the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Every storm, and I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Pieces.
Take me to your heart.
When the party's over,
Bye. I'm a lone hunter. to you right now, that's all I wanna do. I know you need it, girl, and you know I need it too. Cause I found what the world is searching for. We'll be right back.
dreams I'm told. Each day I pray for evening till you're here with me. Together at last at twilight's time. Twilight
come to that time of the night again when we have to say our goodbyes.
Dion sounds like he wants to cry.
Mrs. Wallace.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. But before I say goodbye, we only had one person calling in for the tickets to Miss National New Zealand. And that lady was Soraya van der Ross. And she will be winning two tickets to Miss National New Zealand. Unfortunately, nobody else called in, so we will have to decide how we're gonna who we're gonna give the tickets to. But we do want to go support Nelly Kruger, and we will decide what we're gonna do. Unfortunately, the show is next week, the pageant, so we will decide what we're gonna do with the rest of the tickets. But yes, thank you for joining us. Have a good night further and a good day further. And be kind to one another and God bless. Have a good week as well. Good night.
Aren't you going to say good night, my brother?
Good night, New Zealand. Good morning, South Africa.
Yes, and from me, Dion Wallace, saying thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the show for the last 2 hours. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I know there's lots of talking today, but next week we can go back to more music, less talk.
And Shireen won't be here.
So only myself and Andre, or myself and Terrence, whoever's going to be here till next week. But we will be here next week, so do tune in again on South Africa 104.6 FM here in Auckland, or stream on our new website, which is www.southafricanzliveradio.com or www.sanzliveradio.com, and click on the Listen Live button at the top there and you can listen to us live.
Yes, and thank you once again to everybody that supports us. We do appreciate it. And God bless.
So, as I said, signing out, and please, people, drive safely, don't drink and drive, and have a blessed weekend further. From me, good night.
Do magic.
NZ Live Radio. Join the team again next week. Next week. Same time, same place. This show is recorded for your listening pleasure. It can be downloaded at www.sanzliveradio.com. Free of charge.